With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.
I always write about very nice people whose lives are invaded by evil.
That's suspense writer Mary Higgins Clark, whose latest thriller is called While My Pretty One Sleeps. In it, a young woman who owns a fashionable Madison Avenue clothing boutique investigates the mysterious disappearance of her best customer. There's a lot about fashion and design in While My Pretty One Sleeps. That's because Mary Higgins Clark learned a lot about clothes from her mother, who was a bridal buyer for B. Altman and Company.
Even when we had no money after my father died, I was always well-dressed because she'd walk down Fifth Avenue and she'd go to the sale rack and get a dress that had been $40 and it was $5 now, because she just knew clothes, and I grew up knowing clothes.
When she was in her teens, Mary Higgins Clark worked in department stores just to be around clothes.
When I was 15 or 16, I'd walk down Fifth Avenue and mentally shop. You know, I'd shop in all the windows and say, no, I don't like that, and I'll take this and I'll wear those shoes with it. And I had a wonderful time because I said, someday when I'm a writer, I'll be able to buy all those things.
And buy she can, for Clark signed a record contract with Simon & Schuster to write 4 novels and a short story collection.
When I signed my new contract last year, it was for $10.1 million. I guess it was the first 8-figure contract in publishing history. Now, Jackie Collins has gotten a bigger one since then, but I think I still have the honors, if you will, in the mystery field.
Mary Higgins Clark, whose latest novel of suspense is While My Pretty One Sleeps. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I like my books to have happy endings. You know, I'm Mary Poppins. What can I say?
Suspense writer Mary Higgins Clark, who notes that readers of mysteries are almost always assured of a positive ending. The crime is solved, the criminals brought to justice. Clark likens her books to a roller coaster ride.
You're suddenly going to go down in a swoosh and then go around, and you think the car is going to fly off the tracks. And then there's that final terrible drop before you come in. And then suddenly the brake hits and you're home safe. And I think mystery writing should be like that. Exhilaration, scariness. But then, whew, gee, wasn't that great?
Mary Higgins Clark is a member of a group of crime writers who call themselves Malice Domestic because their novels focus more on character and are less violent than the hard-boiled detective stories. Members of Malice Domestic held their first big meeting in Washington last April.
They gave awards for the best novel, the best short story, the best screenplay, and the awards were teapots with a skull and crossbones on, and they're called the Agathas.
The latest thriller by Mary Higgins Clark is called While My Pretty One Sleeps, in which a young woman boutique owner tries to track down the killer of her best customer. Clark has some tips for aspiring mystery writers.
Don't wait for the ideal moment until you can quit the job, until the kids are grown up, till you retire, till you have a room that can be quiet. I used to write on the kitchen table with all the kids running around and the dog barking because there was no other room in the house to do it. If you're a night person, when everyone goes to bed, write at night for an hour. If you wrote one page a day, at the end of a year, you'd have a book.
Mary Higgins Clark, author of While My Pretty One Sleeps, published by Simon & Schuster. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.